Were you able to corroborate Derek Hughes' claim that Jacob had a knife in any way? Was there any paperwork from the purchase of the knife, for example? No. Was the actual murder weapon ever found? No. But a knife was found in Cold Spring Park at some point. Yes, we continued to search the park for some time after the murder. We felt that the perpetrator must have ditched the knife somewhere in the park to avoid detection. We did finally find a knife in a shallow pond. The knife was about the right size, but subsequent forensic analysis showed it was not the knife used in the murder. How was that determined? The blade of this knife was larger than the wounds would indicate, and it did not have a serrated blade consistent with the torn edges of the victim's wounds. So what did you conclude from the fact that the knife had been thrown in the pond there? I thought it was put there to throw us off, to send us down the wrong path, probably by someone who did not have access to the forensic reports describing the wounds and the likely characteristics of the weapon. Any guesses about who might have planted that knife? Objection. Calls for speculation. Sustained. LeJudas considered a moment. He took a deep, satisfied breath, relieved finally to have a professional witness to work with. That Duffy knew and liked me, that he was somewhat biased in Jacob's favor and visibly conflicted about being on the stand, only made his testimony the more damning. Finally, LeJudas evidently felt. Finally. No further questions, he said. Jonathan bounced up and went to a spot at the far end of the jury box where he leaned against the rail. If he could have climbed into the jury box itself to ask his questions, he would have. Or the knife might have just been dropped there for no reason at all, he said. It's possible. Because things are tossed away in parks all the time. True. So when you say that the knife may have been planted there to deceive you, that's a guess, isn't it? An educated guess, yes. A wild guess, I'd say. Objection. Sustained. Let's go back a little, Lieutenant. You testified that there was a lot of blood found at the scene. Cast-off blood, spatters, contact smears, and of course the victim's shirt was soaked in blood. Yes. There was so much blood, in fact, you testified that when you went off to search the park for suspects, you were looking for someone with blood on him. Isn't that what you said? Looking for someone who might have blood on him, yes. A lot of blood on him? I was not certain of that. Oh, come on now. You testified that, based on the pattern of the wounds, Ben Rifkin's attacker was probably standing right in front of him, correct? Yes. And you testified there was cast-off blood? Yes. Cast-off meaning it was thrown, projected, shot out? Yes, but in fact, in a case with so much blood, with wounds this grievous, you would have to think the attacker would have quite a bit of blood on him because the wounds would spurt.